Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Now, I was thinking the other day, and I always thought at this stage of my life, I would have a large company and be a thriving entrepreneur. But I look in the mirror and I find myself with a corporate role and a side entrepreneurial business that I'm doing. And it's an interesting combination of things because I love what I do from a corporate standpoint. You know, I get to motivate people. I run all over the world. I've created a job for myself within a very, very large organization filled with incredible people. So I look at that and I say, you know what, it's incredibly rewarding and I don't want to stop doing that. And then I look at the what I do on the side, whether it's the podcasting or the writing a book or the mastermind groups that I'm running right now. And I really enjoy that as well. And the cool part is that I can make both of them work and they can coexist together. Now, at this stage of my life, I always thought I would be an entrepreneur. I'd be doing my own thing and I'd have this thriving business. And I will say that I'm not exactly where I envision myself, but I'm very, very happy at where I am. Because one of the benefits of having a corporate job and a regular job is just the knowingness that you have a paycheck. Right? From an entrepreneurial standpoint, you know, sometimes it works out well, sometimes it doesn't work out well, and sometimes it works well for a while and then stops working. And I see what a lot of my friends that are entrepreneurs go through, and it can be a roller coaster. There's something to be said for stability, for knowing exactly how to live your life every day, what kind of car you should drive, what kind of house you should live in, but then also having that ability to push that up if you want, to find that opportunity on the outside that can work. And if you can do them both together, it becomes an amazing situation. But what most people do is they just give up the steady paycheck to build that business. And they do it often without a proof of concept, and they do it often before they become profitable. And so the suggestion might be, rather than just going cold turkey and giving up that paycheck and, you know, moving into your mother's basement, maybe it makes sense to go through a proof of concept. Maybe it makes sense to get things going first to make sure that business is intact so that you're at a stage where all it takes is more work. You're already profitable. You've already got a proof of concept, and you just pour gasoline on that, and all of a sudden it takes off. That's a good time at which you exit your corporate role and get into whatever you're doing on the side. Or better yet, you just already become profitable, and you're at a point where you can pay your bills or you succeeded in replacing the income that you generate from whatever your day job is. But there's some things you need to think about to get there if that's an interest of yours. First thing you have to do is get good at utilizing your time. If you know in my case, I work 60 hours most weeks and I'm traveling all over the place. So the one thing I don't have a lot of is time. So I've got to figure out a way to find more time. And one of the things I did when I was writing my book, just so I could get it done, I used to spend hours watching sports on TV. I just stopped. Right? It's just one of those things where, you know, I'll watch football during the season. I'm an Eagle fan. I'll watch the games. But outside of that, I don't spend a lot of time watching sports because I dedicate that time to other things. I cut out most of the TV I watch too because that just sucks time out of your life. And if you do those two things, most people spend between social media, screen time, television, you know, a couple hours a day that you can get back. And if you can devote that time to something that you're doing, all of a sudden you can really make something happen. And then once you free that time up, you've got to focus and prioritize that time that you have. Because realizing that if you are running a business on the side and you get an hour or two a day, you got to make the most of that time. So again, prioritization becomes really important. And it's also important that you try to do something each day as opposed to waiting for one day on the weekend to do everything you need to do. So if you can do things in the evenings after work, even if it's 30 minutes, it just keeps you on that path moving along where you want to go. And then you've got to start to think like an entrepreneur and not an employee and think about, you know, the big picture and focus on what's going to get you where you want to go in that realm. And then as you're doing this, one of the other things that's really important is to learn what you don't know and find ways to accelerate your learning. So one of the nice things is if you have that paycheck is you have the money to invest in yourself So invest in mentors. Pay someone to teach you what you don't know. Learn from other mistakes, other people's mistakes, instead of making your own mistakes. And if you start to do these things, now you accelerate things and you've got the income to pay for it, so pay for it. And if you can spend a couple of $1,000 to learn from somebody, instead of taking, you know, months or even years to learn it yourself, and you can avoid some possible mistakes along the way, that's a great investment. So you think about seminars. You think about other people that are doing what you're doing. Calling them on the phone if you realize. If they're across the country doing a business that you want to do in your world, maybe you pick up the phone and call them and ask them if you can spend a day or two with them or a weekend with them just to see what they're doing and learn from them. As long as you're not a threat, most people are really open to letting people in and showing them what they do. I mean, after all, most people's favorite topic is themselves. And if there was somebody that wanted to learn about you, it's very flattering. So if you pick up the phone and call them, they may just do it. And in most cases, you know, if let's say you're going to start a marketing business on the internet, well, there's probably somebody doing it that's teaching a class like that. Just do an online search and you'll be amazed what you come up with. So there are a lot of different ideas to do things. But again, I would resist the need to just drop everything, have no income, go cold turkey, and just start something new that you don't have a proof of concept on. Be smart about how you approach it and if you want to do this. But just know that if you focus on the right things and you take the right steps, your probability of success goes way up. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for this week and this weekend, if you are going to start something on the side and you have a corporate role right now, or if you're doing something from an entrepreneurial standpoint, you're going to do something else, just do some homework, find a mentor. Make sure you've got a proof of concept and a steady income stream before you decide to give up that regular paycheck.